Previously on Elise's Treasure.
I feel so relieved. I'm 8 hours away from all hurt and harm. Nothing by any means could hurt me. Dorian, thank you so much.
You're welcome, cuz. You know I'm gonna look out for you.
Girl, I'm sorry that you went through that. I know. But Winston and I are here for you. You don't have to worry about anything. Kyra's gonna be coming up in a few days. She has a gig up here. So she's gonna be looking out for you, okay? Thank you, cousin. Did you get the papers that I asked you for?
Oh, yes. I always had those on lock from the first time.
You know me so well. I think it's about time I do go through with this divorce. We've been married for 2 years. And it's been 2 years of hell, 2 years of torture, 2 years of pain. I should have never let my mama talk me into marrying him.
That's my aunt.
But cousin, you gotta understand. Auntie was controlling you ever since you got in middle school. I know. Even when it came down to me going to college. She's still mad at me right now because I decided to get a degree in music and start my own business. That's what this whole thing between her and I is. Between her and me is about.
It had been 3 weeks since the unfortunate events at 227 Fairview Street. Elise was recuperating in Mount Vernon while Tyrell was still in jail, talking to his lawyers, seeing what he could do. Since he couldn't be out because he was a danger to the public, he had no choice but to sit there and think in his prison.
Man, I'm still here. Who would have thought I would be out by now? Maybe what I did to Elise was wrong. Now to think about it, maybe I'm not the man that she needs. But she still caused all of this. All she had to do was just let me be me. Let me do me. Let me be the man I need to be for her. But that Ann Bowman is a piece of work. She made me lose my business. She made me lose everything behind her daughter. My company folded. I'm angry about that. You know, since I've been in jail, these therapy sessions have helped me come to the realization because of the atmosphere that I was brought up in really fucked me up. Thanks, Dad. Thanks, Grandpa. You really fucked me up on this one. But I wonder if there will still be hope for me and Elise. I can change, I want to change. I told her that I can change before. But I guess I failed even at that. We shall see.
Tyrell.
Dude. You have no choice but to sit here and think because you're not getting out until trial. You did, after all, almost kill Elise. And you assaulted several officers. You're going away for quite some time. So whatever you have in your mind, you need to give it up now. I can't help you out of this. The most I can do is get you a reduced sentence and hope that you don't die in here. Johnny man, you're supposed to have my back, but you know what? Let's see how this plays out. Because Sir Cartier always gets what he wants. You know what, Tyrell? Since I've known you, I've learned you are one delusional motherfucker. And you know what? I can no longer represent you. This is certainly a conflict of interest and against what I fucking believe. Find yourself another lawyer. You just fucked yourself. What do you mean, Johnny? You heard me. And I'm prepared for whatever come, what will or what may. But I can't represent you. Nah, after I seen what you did to Elise, man, you know my mother went through the same thing with her husband as well. With my stepfather. And you think this is a laughing matter? You play victim 1 minute, you have a wake-up call, and then you go back and forth. I can't do this, man. You know what? Just find yourself another lawyer. Better yet, good luck. Fuck you, Johnny. No, Tyrell, you're fucked. Man, Johnny, you gonna leave me like this? I have some references for you, but as far as this, I can't do this anymore. And Tyrell, you know you haven't served those divorce papers. And there's plenty of evidence showing that you fathered a child during the marriage. And not to mention the abuse. Your best bet is to just go ahead with the divorce. Because it's not going to be easy for you, nor is it going to be easy for Elise. But the good thing is, you all don't have kids. But I'm going to let you know now, you're going to owe her big, and that's all I'm going to say. What do you mean, Johnny? Tyrell, you fucked up, man. And it's time for you to learn consequences, just like in college. What do you mean? Remember with Elena? Oh, God, that lying bitch. You punched her in the eye because she did not want to date you anymore. She put press charges on you. And by luck, my dad knew the judge and got your record expunged. You need some accountability. You need to grow up. It's been nice knowing you, man. Don't contact me. Don't anything me ever again. You hear me? So you're just abandoning me? No, Tyrell. I have to drop you, you dead weight man. You need help. I'm praying for you. Man, don't hand me that God stuff. Well, I'm going to send up something for you. When you wake up, then you contact me.
Girl, I am so glad that physical therapy is over with, honey. Girl, you are truthful though, girl. Kyra, girl, this is painful, honey. And to think, 3 weeks ago, girl, I thought I was going to leave up out of here, honey. Well, thanks be unto God and the ancestors you didn't, girl. God had your back. Girl, right? Girl, thanks for taking off for a few weeks to take care of your sister. Well, you know, Doran and Winston, you know, they had to go back down south and handle some business. But girl, you're going to be all right. You are going to be all right. Kyra, whose car is that in the driveway? I don't know, girl. Who? Oh, my God. That's your mother. What the hell? How did she know I was here? No one knew where I went. Oh my gosh, let me text my dad. Oh my God, I can't do this right now. Better yet, let me call him. Let me call him. Do not go to the house. Oh my gosh, turn around. Okay. Daddy. What is it, Elise? Daddy, your ex-wife is at your house. What? Where are you all? We were pulling in the driveway and we saw a red car and we happened to see her standing there just on the phone. Do not go to the house, Elise. Do not go to the house. You know what she's going to try to do. Daddy, what do I do? Don't worry about this. I'm going to handle this. Your daddy got this. I know what she wants. She wants me to call off this divorce and go back to him. I don't want to be bothered with this. Well, it's not much she can do. There's been a permanent protective order put on Tyrell. And he's not getting out anytime soon. I know that, Dad. But you don't know this woman. You don't know this woman at all. Damn. Don't worry about it. I wonder how she knew that you were going to be here. Don't worry about it, baby girl. I'm going to handle this. I'm going to call her and see what she's doing at the house. After all, I do have surveillance, and I'm able to log in through my phone to see who's at my house. Let me holler at you. Marvin, why in the hell are you calling me? And what are you doing on my property? You never cease to amaze me, Marvin, with these technological advances you've made. I divorced your ass. No, and you put me out and I divorced your ass. What do you want? No one has heard from Elise since she's been released from the hospital, and I just got back out of town, and I want to see my baby girl. Now, I know you've had this property since we've divorced, but I need to know where my baby girl is. And you know I'm not going to tell you where she is. How dare you, Marvin? You're letting her make a big mistake by leaving Tyrell. So what, he gave her a few bruises? She needs to learn how to stay in a woman's place. Like you try to do with the men that you date? My daughter almost lost her life. And I would appreciate it if you left her and me alone and let this child live her life. You controlled her for far too long. Damn you, Marvin. You better be glad our daughter is an adult and I can't hurt you any more than what I already have. And you can't hurt me anymore, even if you try. So please, leave before I call the police and say that you're trespassing. Damn you, Marvin. And why are you so bitter towards me? All you men are ever good for is to make our pussies wet and to give us whatever we want. You ain't shit. But tell Elise, I know that she's planning on divorcing him. But tell her, if she thinks she's gonna get any alimony, she's a damn fool. And get off my phone. Gladly. That damn Marvin always protecting that girl. makes me so sick. Dang it, does she not know that she's ruining my life by divorcing Tyrell? How is am I going to be taken care of? Well, and damn, they signed a prenup. She's a smart girl. I'm wiping my hands clean of her. She's on her own on this. But I'm glad I secured the bag. Good thing I had the business go bankrupt. Good thing I fucked up the tax files for Tyrell.
think he was going to get over on me and try to jip me on a business deal for the business. I wiped my hand clean of this. And to think, I went into a shady ass business dealing with him and gave him my daughter's hand in marriage. Now don't get me wrong, I hate that my daughter almost lost her life, but dang, she just runs her mouth too much. After her father left, she was a little too mouthy, saying that she wanted to have big dreams of being an entertainer and a musician. I had to strike that down quickly. No way in hell was she going to outshine me, and I couldn't live my dream. Oh, but her daddy always comes to her rescue. Damn you, Elise. Damn you. Everybody, this is the Priestess Never Your Mistress, Yanni T. Thank you all for being patient with me. I know last week I didn't get to get an episode of Elisa's Treasure out. I had some things going on in my household that needed my immediate attention, and also mentally I needed to be there. And I thank you all for your love and support, for really looking out for me, and for really having my back. And just really staying the course with me. So I'm just so happy that you all are sticking with me on this journey. So far, so many people have listened to this throughout the United States and in other countries. I want to thank everyone on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, wherever you found this podcast, Apple Podcasts. We thank you so much for your love and support. I'm doing this all by myself. And right now, I wouldn't call myself an amateur at this, but I am doing the best that I can, and I want to thank you all. But I need you all to do me a favor. Please leave us a review on iTunes, Stitcher, on Podbean. Leave us a review of what you think about this, the special thing, Elisa's Treasure. I love you forever, and I thank you all for staying in there with me. Also, big ups to everyone that has supported me, and I love y'all so much. Y'all keep pressing forth. Y'all live, love, and be free. Smooches, I'm out.